Hello and welcome to our broadcast. Today we continue in our series on the subject of stress. We'll be looking a little bit at the life of Joseph. Stay tuned for our message. We've been looking at Bible characters in the subject of stress and how they handled the uncomfortable and unwanted situations that came into their lives. And today we're going to look at Joseph for a little bit, but Joseph's life story is found in Genesis, and it covers more territory than any other person in Genesis. Genesis 37 right through to Genesis 50, you'll find the story of Joseph. And his life was a life of stress, even from his young childhood, right on through to the end of the story. Now, we need to understand again, and I want to repeat this because it's so important, that the Bible says, now these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. We can see how Joseph and all these Bible characters handled the stress. And there we have an example, and it's written for us, and how we can handle the stress that we are faced with from day to day. It says in Romans 15 and verse number 4, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now, as we look into the life of Joseph, we see a lot of stress. As a young teenager, he was not accepted by his brothers. He was, in fact, hated by them without a cause. He was persecuted because of his faith in God. And he stood alone in his home. He had no real fellowship with his brothers, and yet he remained faithful to the Lord. And so we see here that he had a lot of undesirable circumstances, which is where stress comes from. Now, the Bible says this, and it's so important, that it says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse number 13, there hath no temptation or test taken you, but such as is common to man. It's common to man. Everybody has stress. But the word common also suggests something that occurs often. And so stress comes along, and it will come today, and it will come again tomorrow. There's always going to be stressful situations. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Now, when it talks about a way to escape, it's not escaping from stress. We're never going to do that. Life, man, as we've seen in previous broadcasts, it says in Job, man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. We're not going to get away from stressful situations, but we can escape, or that is, we can break free from the control or from the influence of those situations that would cause us to get stressed out. And so for Job, Abraham, David, Joseph, or you and I, there is a way to escape. When stressful situations come into our lives, is an opportunity for us to stop and to consider who is really in charge of our mind, our will, and our emotions. Is the Holy Spirit in charge, or am I taking charge of those things myself? We see that with Joseph, he let God keep control of his mind, his will, and his emotions during the stressful situations in his life. When he was thrown into the pit by his brothers, that was a stressful situation. When he ended up in the prison in Egypt, that was a stressful situation. And also, when he got to the palace, it was a stressful situation there as well. For one thing, we read in Genesis chapter 39 and verse number 7 that it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. And this went on, and it says in verse 10, day after day. And finally, it says in chapter 39, verse number 12, she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me," and he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. Now, there is a very stressful situation. He left his garment. This is the second time he was stripped of his coat. You remember that happened when they threw him in a pit. And now here he is losing this garment in the palace. Well, he lost his coat, but he didn't lose his character. He lost his coat, but he didn't lose his conscience. He did what is right. Now, there's always a price tag on doing right. The Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. And the truth is very, very expensive. It's expensive. It's going to cost you something if you're going to do right. He said, and Joseph did in Genesis 40 and verse number 15, "For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon." He's in a dungeon here. The Bible says that later on in chapter 41 and verse 14, Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. Now, this wasn't some kind of a comfortable prison like we might have today with heat in the wintertime and air conditioning in the summertime. This word dungeon has been translated cistern four times. It has been translated well nine times, and it has been translated pit 42 times. This was not a comfortable situation for Joseph. This was a stressful situation. He's in this pit. There's no windows. It's cold. It's damp. They have no showers. They have no washroom facilities. They do have bugs and they do have rats down there. This is not a very nice situation. It could be summed up with one word for Joseph: stress. And this stress came because he did what was right. We read concerning dungeons in the Bible that Jeremiah stood for the truth, and he ended up in a dungeon. John the Baptist stood for the truth, and he ended up in a dungeon. Paul, before he was saved, his name was Saul, and he was running around gathering up men and women and hauling them off into dungeons because they stood for the Word of God. Paul the Apostle later himself, as he stood for the truth, he ended up in a dungeon. We have the story of Peter. He did what was right. He stood for God. He ended up in a dungeon. Paul and Silas, there they are in a dungeon for no other reason than they stood for what was right. The apostles, they all did. They ended up in dungeons. And here Joseph, he stood for the truth and he ended up in a dungeon. The Bible says, "All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Well, young Joseph knew a little bit about that as he was in this pit. Well, he might have been in the pit. He might have been in this dungeon. But there's different kinds of bondage. The Bible talks in Galatians 4 and 3, the bondage that have to do with being under the bondage of the elements of the world. Romans 8 and 21 talks about they delivered them from the bondage of corruption. Galatians 5 and 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage." Now, the Bible says the truth shall make you free. Jesus said that. John chapter 8 and verse number 32, "The truth shall make you free." Later in verse 36, he said, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Joseph was much more, had much more freedom in that dungeon than people do living in the palace out of the will of God. Well, we might ask the question, why does God allow these stressful situations to come into our lives? Well, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 8, Paul said, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed." Now, why would God allow someone like Paul the Apostle to be troubled, to be perplexed, to be persecuted and cast down? Well, he gives us the answer in verse 10. He says, "Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Everything is so that we could have a testimony of how much God really means to us And when we go through these stressful situations, the world is looking to see how we handle those situations, that the life also might of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Paul the Apostle went through a lot of stressful situations, and he said in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. His purpose. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 12, Peter said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice in so much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." One of the purposes of the story of Joseph is to show us that he was in the Old Testament a type of Christ. Both Joseph and the Lord were opposed by evil. They were both hated by their brothers. They were both plotted against. They were stripped of their robes. They were taken to Egypt. They were sold for the price of a slave. They both overcame temptation. They both forgave those who hated them without a cause. And both of them were exalted after suffering.